All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Happy to be with you here on a Friday. We'll give away those Haley Williams tickets later on this hour, but let's get to our headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. As the Miami Marlins, they lose to the Atlanta Braves 9-3 yesterday. The Marlins did get some pop yesterday from the left-hand side. They were permitted to play baseball because a right-hander was on the hill. So very good, very nice of the Marlins to do that. Otherwise, if you're lefty and you play for the Marlins and a lefty's on the hill, sorry, you're not allowed to play baseball. So it was great to see them have permission to play baseball yesterday. Owen Casey went deep. Kyle Stowers went deep twice. Those were the runs for your fish yesterday, but unfortunately, it was not enough to keep pace with the Braves, who really put it on the Marlins after stinking up the joint in that first game of the series. So the Marlins will look to bounce back tonight at 22-29. Oof, that's an ugly looking record. Not great. Where are they in the East right now? Marlins currently, dead last. Well, it was fun while it lasted with the Mets being terrible. Now, the Mets still are terrible. Don't get me wrong. They're half a game up on the fish, 22-28. But Don Mattingly has turned around the Phillies. I mean, that's crazy. Who would have seen that coming? The Phillies were dead in the water last month, and Don Mattingly takes over. They're incredible. Like, when I was in Maryland, I was like, Don Mattingly took over. And then the Phillies are now 500. And still 9.5 back at the Braves. The Braves are going to run away with this division. But, yeah, not great. Marlins in last place. Not awesome, Peter Bendix. Not awesome, dude.
What is your calculator saying now, buddy?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe more Christopher Morel. Maybe that's what we need. Maybe more journeymen to play because they're right-handed. You got nobody in the minors that could do better than this? I'm just asking something. Like, at what point do I get to look at Peter Bendix and be like, hey, all those prospects you're trading for, right? Because that's probably what's going to happen. Like, they'll take Xavier Edwards and they'll be like, you know what? We'll trade him too. And we'll get prospects. At what point do they get to pan out? Like, when do we get to be the Rays? I'm just asking a polite question, okay? Because, you know, the Marlins, you know, or, you know, just went out there. And, played the Rays. They lost 2 out of 3 to them. But I'm just asking, just as a general question, as a guy that we took from the Rays, when do we get to be the Rays? Because, we had this whole song and dance with the Jeter era, too. And Kim Ng came and made a playoffs. I'm just wondering, because I don't know if I was expecting playoffs this year. But, you know, got off to a nice start. You've been in some competitive games. You beat the Dodgers in a series. You've had some regrettable blown series. So I see talented players. I mean, I think the thing that's but here's the thing that's disappointing about it. You know, when you're going to rely on so many young guys to keep their careers up, you're going to probably have to expect some slumps. And so maybe guys like Augustin Ramirez coming in this year, you're hoping for a little bit more. No. Eury Pérez, you're going to make your number two starter. He can't get his mechanics together. You have Kyle Stowers. Okay, has a big night last night. Finally, we've been waiting for it. You know, the guy hasn't been able to hit the ball out of the ballpark. You've had some nice surprises. Liam Hicks has been awesome. Props there. Okay, I'll give you that. Love Liam Hicks. It's been great. Xavier Edwards is, I mean, hitting like one of the best players in baseball. Otto Lopez has been an absolute hit machine. Great job. Okay, but outside of those three guys who you can rely on every single night, and then sometimes you won't play one of them because a lefty's on the hill in the dramatic zoom in. I'm just trying to figure out, Peter Bendix, when do we get to be the Rays? Just let me know. Is it 2 years more? Is it 1 year more? Like, when do we get to have those fair expectations every single day? Because that's always the blueprint, right? Is it not? And look, they're a great organization to model after. They're in first place right now in a division with the Yankees. They got a healthy lead on them. So obviously they do things right. I say it's a good organization to model after, but what is the time? What is the timetable for that? I think it's a fair question to ask. It was a cute. Go ahead, Brittany.
No, I was just saying it is a fair question to ask. I was just agreeing with you.
It's a fair question to ask. I'm not trying to be a jerk. I don't want anybody fired. I'm not here to fire anybody. I'm not doing that. I'm asking questions as a Marlins fan. Loves this team. This is my first sports love. I see some things that I like, and then I see things that unbelievably frustrate me. Usually half the game is when there's a lefty on the hill. Bullpen, it is what it is. I know bullpens are squirrely all over the league. They could be, you know, they could be touch and go. Max Myers had a nice season. Sandy, you know, I love him. I will ride with Sandy the entire way, even if he's not the same as he was before Tommy John surgery. But, you know, I will always trust Sandy Alcantara on the hill. Eury Pérez, probably a little in over his head, but you probably don't have the arms. You just had Snelling, one of your top prospects, is going to get Tommy John surgery. So I'm just asking, when do we get to be the Rays? What, like, give me, if I could get an estimate on that, all right? You know, you look fantastic with your sweater there as you're sitting there, Peter Bendix, with your golden calculator and your analytics. And Bruce Sherman will sit here peacocking about the weight room that he spent, and that's great. I mean, you're spending $3 on a first baseman, but that's fine. I'm glad that you guys can get your swole on. When do we get the Rays? When do we get to be them? When is that? Because I'll tell you one thing. The Marlins promotions, they're doing a bang-up job. The Marlins promotions are doing awesome. They got great promotions every single week. We've been talking about this for 4 years. They're better than the Rays when it comes to promotions, doing everything they can to get people out to the ballpark. But when do we get a little bit more consistency? When do we get something that we could really trust as a formula to get going? Is it one more year? Is it two more years? What's the answer? How many more years? Is it a presidential term? What does Peter Bendix need to get this going? Because listen, I can understand. You're handcuffed, right? Owner's a cheapskate. He's got no money, all right? Likes to pretend that he does. Even though, I mean, Forbes is saying that he's even richer. So I don't know what's going on with that. And I know you guys have been hit with some stuff. You know, you got to make your own way now with the media rights deal. You don't get that fat FanDuel check because, I don't know, they just lit it on fire. I don't know what the hell happened over there. But when do we get to be the Rays? I'm just asking. I'm asking questions. These are fair questions. I just want to know. You let me know. Okay, good talk. That's all I need to get out there.
As long as you get it off your chest. As long as you get it off your chest.
Yeah, it's all I need. It's just a little bit of thought. When do we get to be the Rays? Hopefully soon. Also, give you a weather update brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping keep your home and family safe when the storm rolls in. Visit tornadoroofing.com for your free roof and window estimate. Currently right now in Miami, it is 84 degrees, cloudy. It will clear up around noon today. Wind gusts up to 15 miles per hour. The humidity 72%. For everybody looking for their weather tomorrow, it looks like there's a 45% chance of rain on your Memorial Day weekend on Saturday and Sunday. So that typical 50-50 stuff that we're dealing with South Florida. You got any Memorial Day plans, Brittany? Anything you're going to venture out to the beach on this crazy weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to the beach tomorrow.
And probably then the smart play.
Yeah, I think it's the better. I think everybody's going to probably be there Sunday because then they don't have to work on Monday. You know, they like to be out. So I'm going to go to the beach tomorrow, and then Sunday my cousin's having a Memorial Day pool party.
All right, that's a smart way to go. Say the Saturday. I think Sunday and Monday are going to be the crazy days, super crazy days. But Saturday you might still be all right, especially if you venture out there early.
I hope
so.
Because
people will be hungover as hell tonight. You know.
I really hope so. I hope that nobody's. I hate going to the crowded beach. There's nothing that makes me more upset.
Worst. Well, it is. Trying to find a parking spot at the beach is one of the most depressing things ever at a crowded beach.
Trying to find a parking spot in South Florida is one of the most depressing things in the world, actually. Period. Yeah.
But the thing with the beach is you got to wait for everybody to put their stupid stuff back in the car, and they don't know how to do it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like the guy got the...
And then the people who want to, like, run back to their car to grab something, and then you think they're leaving, but they're not leaving, and they're there for 5 years, and they don't let you know that they're not leaving. It's just...
Guy says, Tobes, when are you going to a Marlins game? When can we expect to see Macho Marlins Man again? When were the Rays? That's when you can see. when were the Rays? Macho Marlins Man got to have some really cool experiences when he got to go to opening day. It was kind of like the highlight of the character, but from what I hear from him, all right, because I'm not him, but I've heard from him that he said he'll come back when we're the Rays. That's when he'll be back. When we're the Rays, we'll be back. Then he'll be back. We'll take a break. More to come. We're back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. You guys can get on the chat at 104.3 WQAM on YouTube, Miami 104.3 WQAM on Twitch. Leroy's off today. We'll be back on Tuesday. We'll have the long weekend ahead. We will be off on Memorial Day. I believe Vlad and Marcos will be in on that day for some holiday action. So if everybody has a great holiday weekend ahead, and everybody be safe out there, all right? Tip your Uber drivers and, you know, be responsible, okay? And if you're getting high as a kite, Yogi, same thing goes. Oh, my God. Let me tell you something right now. Hey, I'm going to be honest with you. I've never been a big smoker. I don't smoke cigarettes, never did cigars. And even when it came to weed, never been a smoker. But let me ask you something, dude. Do any of you own Axe body spray when you get high as a kite, Yogi? Because I'm like waiting at this restaurant last night. And this trio, I mean, they walk in and there might as well have been a plume around them like Pigpen from the Peanuts. And it just smelled high as a kite, Yogi. And I'm just like, dude, you got no Axe body spray in that hot box of yours? What's going on there?
It blows my mind that you like, do you not smell yourself?
Do you yeah, not, it's not a like, it's not a pleasant smell.
It's not a pleasant smell. And I don't know that adding Axe on top of it is going to help, but it
can't hurt.
It can't hurt to at least try.
I'm trying to smell Italian food right now, and it's like, holy crap. It is. I'm like, we're sitting there, we're waiting for a table. I'm like, do you smell you?
No, that's what I want to know. Is like, do you enjoy that being your aroma, or are you oblivious?
I don't judge. I'm fine with anybody doing whatever as long as you do it safe. But do you smell you? You know, and they're all, you know, they all look like they watch Naruto. They're all kids. You know, they're, you know, probably like just, yeah, they're all just, they look like they just watched a binge of anime and they came over here and they hotboxed in their car and they're just like, let's go get some pasta. But Brittany, I was like sitting there, like, holy
no, it's like you're going to get contact high. It's crazy.
I'm like, do you smell you?
I'm convinced that their nose blind.
It was.
I don't know how you consciously do that.
It's an insane thing. I don't know. I mean, maybe slip a gummy and you could just keep the smell going for a little bit. But that was
They have the vapes now that don't smell like anything.
I think some of them like it old school still.
No, you know? I understand. I get it. I guess.
You know, people Stolen McRib says I cringe so hard with Tobin mispronouncing Naruto.
No, I did too. Yeah.
I don't know how to say it.
Naruto.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I apologize, Naruto fans. My bust. Tyler Hero yesterday. He posted and deleted on social media something. So, you know, it's summertime. This is like it's like the Masters. Tyler Hero being cryptic on Twitter is a tradition unlike any other. And he posted yesterday, young and restless. He doesn't tweet very much. And it was up there. And then it wasn't. It was gone. Now, I don't know what he means by that.
Do you not find that obnoxious?
That he is a cryptic tweeter?
That any athlete is a cryptic tweeter, but then they can't like stand 10 toes down on it, so they always delete it?
I don't even know what he means, but that's the thing is, like, I don't even know. I was like, I always feel like it's a song, you know? But I don't know. I was like, what the hell is Young and Restless? I don't think he's referring to the soap opera. So I don't know what he means by that, Young and Restless. And then he just goes away. I thought Tyler Hero was at his peak 3 years ago in the Damian Lillard summer, where he was like, he's like, well, I'll see you all next year for another summer of trade rumors. And I thought that was actually funny because he is always in trade rumors. But I almost feel like there's part of him that I think he kind of wants to get traded. I think he's ready to go somewhere else. I think he likes it down here. I think he loves living in Miami. But I do think there's part of me that thinks Tyler Hero is like ready for a fresh start. And that he does want to go somewhere else. And I think if it was to be in his hometown, his home state, I think you would probably dig some of that. But I don't know what the hell that means. Young and restless. He is young. Is he restless from the trade rumors?
Is he restless? Is what's keeping him up at night that he's going to get traded? What is it? I looked up to see because, you know, Drake's album just dropped. So I'm like, hey, like, maybe there's some sort of Young and Restless reference in a Drake song. Nope, nothing.
No?
Couldn't nothing. Find
Does
a
anybody
thing.
Have a song named Young and Restless? Is that like because that's what I always lean to, is it's got to be a lyric for something.
I'm not.
But then if it's a lyric, I don't know why you would delete it.
I'm not super hip and savvy, so give me 1 second.
Right, but you're young. You're supposed to be in on the pop culture.
I am in the pop culture, but the thing is that when it comes to rap music or things like that, I might as well be a 40-year-old man.
Mm. Sexy Sauce says it's from Marty Supreme. All right. Well, then why delete it? I don't know. But he is certainly in the midst of all this this trade rumor stuff. I saw Bobby Marks on ESPN today. He wrote about the Norman Powell contract. We had Bobby Marks on the program a couple weeks ago. He came on and he was talking about some of the moves that are out there and offers that he'd give to some of the players. And he said for Norman Powell, he said he would offer, he wrote the deal I'd offer, 3 years, $65 million with a team option in the final season. So essentially a 2-year deal with a 3rd-year option. But he said with a starting salary of $20 million, might be able to re-sign Powell, swing a trade with Giannis Antetokounmpo to retain enough flexibility to fill out their depth using their $15 million mid-level exception. He says best fit Miami. A blockbuster Antetokounmpo trade would play a role in the next contract for Powell. In that scenario, Miami takes back more salary in the deal. The first apron is triggered. Miami is currently $35 million below the threshold, with the figure including its first round pick and Tyler Hero's $2.5 million unlikely bonuses. Powell's averaged a career high 21.7 points, but saw that slip to 17.5 after the All-Star break. Last season, the LA Clippers averaged 24.2 points before the break and 14.4 after. And he missed a combined 24 games after the break in both seasons. I got to be honest with you. A multiple-year deal like that with Powell, like 2 years is tolerable, but it does scare me. I mean, like that is a trend for a guy with, and I like Norman Powell. He was about the right stuff this year. He had a really great start to the season. And in a lot of ways, Tyler Hero, when he was young and restless and injured in the first half of the season, you know, Norm was the guy and he did a really good job. The fit between both of them was god awful this year. I mean, what a terrible experiment that was for the Miami Heat. I don't necessarily blame anybody for that from the front office, because I look at it this way. The Miami Heat get called up by the LA Clippers. They get offered a near all-star in Norman Powell for Slow-Mo and Kevin Love. What are you supposed to do? Say no to that deal? Like, obviously, you make that deal 10 times out of 10 and twice on Sunday. But everybody saw this coming from the start of the season and being like, are Norman Powell and Tyler Hero going to be a fit? And even at the end of the year, you know, Spo's sitting here being like, yeah, they're different players. They're you know, that works. And I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe it's because I saw them lose a gazillion games playing together in a row. I don't see it. You know, you could tell me theoretically things are a fit, but they just aren't a fit. So let's just say the Heat, one thing's for sure, they obviously can't bring them both back. I mean, like, that would be malpractice to do that.
No,
you can't do it.
That'd be throwing in the towel. Like, you're going to lose so much morale if you do that.
Yeah, you can't do it. And then you have to add on to the fact of, okay, this is a guy who's on this side of 30. You're going to bring in Giannis, who's a little bit on the other side of 30. You know, what's your window going to be like for this team? Now, if you do trade Tyler and you don't have another trade down the line, you are probably going to need somebody who can, one, shoot and score. So Norman Powell, basketball-wise, is a fit. But do I go 2 years with him if you're trying to keep that flexibility from a couple years? Now, the Heat may look at this and say, and they've gotten burned on this before, we bring Norman Powell back, and so he's going to make 20, 22 and change for these few years, right? So this year, obviously no problem. But what happens if he does break down again? Then everyone's going to be like, hey, I'm psyched to pay Norman Powell $20-plus million next year. It's a dicey situation. It's a dicey proposition if you're trying to keep that flexibility for next year. But here's the thing. If you trade for Giannis, which I do think this is predicated on Giannis, there's two things that you got to wonder about. One, is there a market for Norman Powell? Like, will somebody else try and scoop him up? Because he's an unrestricted free agent. He literally could go anywhere. The Lakers, they could look at Norman Powell as an L.A. guy. He could go to L.A. and play with Luka. So it's not like the Heat. I don't think the Heat are going to get some sweetheart deal from Norman Powell. I would imagine that Norman Powell is obviously going to be looking for the most money possible, but I don't necessarily know that he's going to sit idly by and be like, oh, I want the Giannis thing to get fulfilled. Because here's the thing. If you are an NBA player, Brittany, and you've watched the last 4 years unfold, let's make it, all right, too strong. You've watched the last 2 years unfold with Giannis.
Mm-hmm.
Do you trust that it's going to be done by the time the draft comes around?
No.
No. I'm not waiting for Giannis.
No.
If I'm going to be in the midst of free agency, so I'm probably going to be looking elsewhere. And if I'm Norman Powell, maybe he looks to the Lakers or he looks to another situation where he's like, yeah, because someone's going to want him. I don't think Norman Powell is going to have no market. Too good a shooter, too talented a player that somebody will give him that kind of a short-term deal. I think ideally what you would probably want is it to be a one-year deal and he could reset it for next year. Will he go for that? I don't know. But I think that's the ideal situation.
Well, I think that's the thing. There is a market out there for him because he can go to a team, a more established team like the Lakers, or he can go be a veteran on a young team like what we're seeing, like CJ McCollum style on the Hawks. There's a market for that as well. It's just like, I don't think he goes for a one-year deal. I don't think that he was very happy at the end of this season.
Oh, he was miserable.
He was very miserable. And I do agree. I think Tyler Hero's tenure in Miami has come to an end. I think the Heat feel that way, and I think he feels that way. So I say you try and extend Norm to a one-year deal, and then you shop around Tyler Hero.
Yeah, like let's say the Heat, in some scenario, let's say Wiggins opts in.
Yeah.
And the Miami Heat could swing a Kawhi trade. Like, I don't think Kawhi's leaving the West Coast, but let's just put up, like, that's the only place where I could see Tyler Hero coming back is like if the Heat get themselves a defensive wing who can score at the rate of a Kawhi Leonard, and then Tyler Hero comes back and maybe you give him a 1 year extension or something like that, that, you know, makes him happy to have another year. But from my honesty, Tyler has been too injured. And look, Norm's got some of that too, but look, Tyler played 30 games this year and yeah, Tyler Hero works hard. You know, Tyler Hero can be a little bit more versatile than I'd say Norman Powell with his facilitating and his rebounding. And got to be honest with you, even his defense, I mean, his off-ball stuff's probably better than it was with Norm. But I will say, Norm was just broken down in the second half of the year.
Yeah.
But unless the Heat have something like the, I don't know why it does that.
It just makes me laugh every time. I know, because it's usually when your hands are moving.
I don't know how to stop it. Like, I like this new camera, but I'm trying to figure out. I got to get, like, crack the menu open or something to make it stop doing that. Radio audience doesn't care. The point is, unless the Heat have, like, another, like, scoring wing that, you know, would be added, that could fit Tyler Hero in. Now, you could say, oh, wouldn't that be the Giannis thing? I'd be like, yeah, but I just don't see a scenario where Tyler Hero's not in a Giannis trade. Like, no. I don't think that they make the Giannis trade. Even if Wiggins opted in and they had that salary to play with, I don't see a scenario where Wiggins is the piece. Like, they're just, I think there's a part of Milwaukee that would be like, all right, we've talked ourselves into the Tyler Hero hometown kid mm-hmm. with Ware, with Jaime. Mm-hmm. Those guys are all cool with each other. They have good chemistry. You know, we got Ryan Rollins. We're going to hopefully get some good picks here. We're going to have two young guys. Maybe we get Filan. Maybe we get Cam Carr. You know, Ade Mitchell. We get some symbols of that. They'll probably trade Bobby Portis. Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. 2 years, when you have that track record that Bobby listed out for Norm on the breakdown in scoring and the breakdown in health, it's a scary proposition. If you're trying to invest in him long term, and that has nothing to do with the talent of the player. I think Norm's a good player. I think he's got good character around the team. I think he was a good guy to have around the team this year. I think he's a well thought out guy. Already can see he's busting his ass in the off season. He's working. He's boxing at one of the local gyms here. I think that they would like him back, but I do think it's got to be. I don't think it's necessarily going to be on the long term that he would want for this deal.
No.
And then that leaves you vulnerable to him wanting to go somewhere else. Maybe somebody else thinks more of Norman Powell. I don't know.
That's the thing. It's like the truth is you don't know. And if you go after a whale like Giannis or Kevin Durant, like, you know that you have to give up Tyler. Like, Tyler's going to be in those deals.
Yes.
No matter what.
So, yeah, salary wise, he just is.
Salary wise, that's what it is. But then you're in a scenario, like you said, where you're becoming an older team at that point, because if you retain Norman Powell, you have all of your biggest players are in their 30s. So that's because Bam turns 30 this year, right?
Yes, I think he's 29 this year.
So
I think he's 29. He's got one more year in his 20s.
So that's interesting.
But not young. That's not young. That's in the midst of your prime.
No, he would be the youngest star that you have.
Bam is 28. He'll be 29 in July. 29 in July. But, you know, Spo plays him so many minutes, he probably feels like a 33-year-old.
he probably does feel that way.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll tickle Britney's fancy next. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Brittany's fancy, because Leroy's not here today. Brittany, are you ready to hear the weekend sleep?
I am ready.
All right, starting off on the diamond. Tonight at 7:10, Marlins, Mets. Tickle your fancy?
You know, it does tickle my fancy. Now that I've been doing more games, I feel more connected to this team. And I got no Friday night plans, so I might just toss it up on the TV while I clean the apartment.
Okay.
And keep my eye on the fish.
See if Eury Pérez can get going tonight.
Yeah.
And check that on out. What about tonight at 8:30 on NBC? Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals. Thunder, Spurs in San Antonio. Does that tickle your fancy?
Oh, yeah.
My fancy is tickled.
I have been actually really into this Western Conference series. It's really piqued my interest. I love seeing SGA and Wemby go blow for blow. And it's been a very entertaining series so far. So I'm excited.
Wow. Yeah, I am. I'm excited about it, too. I think it's been a fun series. Wembanyama getting beat up a little bit last game, how he would respond. Then they're both banged up. They both lose big mm-hmm. players last year. So I'm excited about that as well. I think that should be a fun one. How about on the ice tonight, game 2 of the Western Conference Final? We have Vegas and Colorado, 8 o'clock. Vegas is up 1-0 in the series. Do the Golden Knights and the Colorado Avalanche tickle your fancy?
My fancy's not tickled.
Not tickled.
If it's not the Cats on the ice, I just can't bring myself to be interested. Yeah. I know that's bad. It's just...
It's fine. You could like what you like.
I like what I like.
At least you're not doing like Leroy, where it's like, oh, I'm busy. I can't. You're genuinely saying that you can't be watching any of that. So I understand.
Yeah, it's just it doesn't. Best way to put it, it doesn't tickle my fancy.
All right, fair enough. I'm not gonna hear and quibble with you on that one. If that's the case, so no worry. Do you have any F1 this weekend?
Oh, I do.
Really? Does that tickle your fancy?
Of course it does. I was hoping that you would put it in. But
which what do they have? The Canadian Grand Prix?
The Canadian Grand Prix.
Complete.
Love. I love a Grand Prix in our time zone. So my favorite kind.
Who is the favorite to win this one?
Right now it's between McLaren or Mercedes. But Kimi Antonelli is just dominating this season. He's still riding high after that? Well, he won Miami. Miami was the last Grand Prix to happen. They've had 3 weeks off.
Just the end of the break.
It's not even supposed to be a break. It's just that they've had so much time off because of the two canceled Grand Prix that it just feels like months pass in between races, which has just been so irritating. But he's still the favorite. There's no major changes going into this race that any team has made. The last two teams to make big changes was McLaren and Ferrari before Miami. McLaren performed very well. Ferrari didn't. So maybe McLaren's going to challenge Mercedes, but I don't know. That car is just, it's something else.
What about tomorrow night on streaming platforms? Mm-hmm. Brand Risk Promotions presents Johnny Manziel in a boxing match against Bob Menery. Does that tickle your fancy?
Absolutely not.
You don't want to see Johnny football box?
No, that's okay. It's like what did you say the other day, that he should just be selling used cars in College Station?
I feel like he should be. I don't understand this.
I don't understand it. I have no desire to be anywhere near that, nor a part of that. So I'm sorry, but it does not tickle my fancy.
Well, apparently also on this card, they just announced this week, this is what tickles my fancy. Michael Beasley is apparently fighting Lance Stevenson.
That tickles my fancy.
That tickles my fancy. And I don't even know if it's boxing or MMA, because I saw some footage of Michael Beasley throwing kicks, which he looked uncomfortable doing. Now, I know Michael Beasley has also trained some boxing down here. But I like anything Michael Beasley content, I'm all for. Think that I will. I wish this was down here. If this was down here, I'd try and find a way to go. Even though, of course, I am calling great fights tomorrow in Germany and Mexico.
Of course.
But if I wasn't, I would be trying to find Michael Beasley fighting Lance Stevenson, because that's the kind of event I want to go to.
Oh, absolutely. Especially if Lance Stevenson is getting his butt whooped. That's even better.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if Michael Beasley's already beaten you in one-on-one and he beats you in a fight, that's something.
The damage is done. Just go into hiding, Lance.
It's something. What about on the NBA side of things? Tomorrow night, we have Game 3 between the Knicks and Cavaliers as the series swings to Cleveland. Does Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals tickle your fancy?
It does tickle my fancy, because I'm really curious to see if the Knicks can get that 3-0 lead. I don't think so. I don't think it's going to happen. But if it does, then damage is done there, and it might just be a gentleman's sweep situation.
Yeah, that would be embarrassing and also very annoying.
Yeah, and I also don't – I know you're going to hate me for saying this, but I do love – the atmosphere of the Garden, and the games don't, I just don't feel like they're the same if they're not there. I love Celebrity Row. You know,
what do you like about the Garden so much? What's so great about it?
Celebrity Row is just fun, and you can't, and I'm sorry.
It is like how many times can you watch Ben Stiller be excited in life and be happy about that?
No, but I'm here for Timothée Chalamet and Kylie Jenner. Like, I love that. I am a young girl at heart, and I enjoy it. I'm sorry.
It's just annoying, the Chalamet. You know, like, who does he think he is? He's like, he's been around for 3 seconds, and that ping pong movie was terrible that I watched.
The ping pong movie was bad, yes.
It's like, you let me get this straight. You got to globetrot across the universe. And it's just such an unrealistic movie, all right? I'm not here to, as you say, Brittany, yuck anybody's yum. Yeah. But let me get this straight. Ping pong boy over here is sweeping Gwyneth Paltrow off her feet, her millionaire feet, with his ping pong playing. Like, could you be more unrealistic as a movie? Oh, yeah. I'm going to leave my millionaire husband for Ping Pong Boy. Are you kidding me? Like, if he was an NBA player, that's one thing. If he was a hockey player, what they? Oh, what do you do? I mean, how many women have swooned at the idea of, oh, you play ping pong?
Listen.
Like, what's next? Pickleball?
You know what? You'd be shocked. Women love any semblance of athleticism, even if it's just ping pong balls.
I don't get it. Ping pong. You high as a kite, Chalamet. Who wants to see that? All right. Does Mandalorian and Grogu, does that tickle your fancy? It comes out this weekend.
It does tickle my fancy, but not enough to go to the movie theaters this weekend to see it.
All right. Well, fair enough. So you'll be waiting for it on streaming.
I don't know that I'll be waiting for it on streaming. Maybe I'll go, but like not for the hype of Memorial Day weekend and the drop of the movie. That's too much. That's a lot of people. And I'm not that big into it. So I probably will maybe like a couple weeks to go see it in theaters or wait till stream.
Yeah. Does the new season of Love Island coming out in 2 weeks, does that tickle your fancy?
It tickles my fancy.
Been a lot of commercials during the Western Conference Finals for it with Ariana Maddox.
I cannot wait. I love a good Love Island summer. That's how you know summer's coming, is when Love Island starts.
That's true. That is the true test of summer. It's like the Poxitani Phil of summer, Ariana Maddox.
She is.
And the Scottish guy.
It's very true. And I can't wait. I'm so excited to have something to do every single night.
That's the best part about it. Every single night, it's the greatest.
It's the best.
That is Tickle My Fancy. We'll take a break. We will get you caught up with your headlines. More to come. We're back after this.